In grade 10 this year, we did several projects, including, but not limited to, a podcast project. Go subscribe to my podcast, now streaming on Spotify, Echoes of History. Okay, ad read over. So this year, we had our normal two courses of Humanities Maker, but this year, we also had a new course called PGP, which is essentially careers. So in careers this year, we made business cards for our podcast, business cards for us, and resumes for us, all of which you can check out below. You can definitely see the big improvement if you compare the ads we did in grade 8 to this one now. You can see the big leap in visual design and aesthetic from the one we did previously to this one. Or maybe you don't, and you think they either look the same, or in fact, my visual design skills have gotten worse. I don't think that. Personally, I like my business cards and my resume very, very much. This year in Humanities, we did one project that really stood out to me, called Lies and Incongruencies. I think this project best showed my learning and my growth as a learner from grade 8 to 10. For this project, we learned all about Indigenous peoples and how they are mistreated, marginalized, and underrepresented by the Canadian government. We dove deep into the dark history of Canadian residential schools, the Indian Act, and much more. We also learned about current events that are still going on that shows the mistreatment of Indigenous peoples. A specific example I learned about was the Mi'kmaq lobster dispute, a dispute between Indigenous fishermen in Nova Scotia and non-Indigenous fishermen also in Nova Scotia. The Mi'kmaq fishermen are simply exercising their treaty rights to fish to live a quote-unquote moderate livelihood, as stated in the treaty. And non-Indigenous fishermen, however, argue that they're not fishing in the commercial fishing season, which they are not, and that they're going to overfish the population. However, I think this argument makes no sense, as Indigenous peoples had been living off the land sustainably for centuries before European colonizers showed up. The final product of this project was a collage. It could be a digital collage or a physical collage. I chose a digital collage because since grade 8, when I had zero media design skills, I've been slowly but surely improving them, and so I wanted to see how well I could do. I chose to do my collage on the Mi'kmaq lobster dispute, as mentioned earlier. My initial idea for the collage was to make it in the shape of a lobster, using images from the Mi'kmaq protests about the lobster dispute, Mi'kmaq art, and lobster-themed art. However, this idea did not work out well, as even after all my years of practice, I still could not find a way to make it look nice. So, I decided to go with a more simple, basic idea of a collage. I think looks really nice. It's a standard collage, but it is very beautiful. It has nice bright colors, it has all of this and that, and you can see that down below. However, what I'm most proud of about this project is my ability to pivot. I didn't give up after realizing that my idea about the lobster would just not work. I instead worked hard to make something that, while a little bit basic and generic, looks really good and shows my learning and growth as a learner in a very clear and concise way. In Maker this year, we didn't do DI, as it didn't work out with how the schedules worked and how the timetables worked out at the end of the day. However, we did a different project, all about podcasts. As mentioned earlier, you can go listen to my podcast on Spotify, Echoes of History. It is a World of War II podcast talking about the greatest battles and moments of the Second World War. This project, to me, was great. I really liked this project for several reasons. One, I got to talk about something I really enjoy learning about and researching. Two, I got to practice my editing skills with audio. And three, I became more comfortable with hearing my voice on recordings, which is something I've never really been comfortable with. I know this applies to a lot of people, but for me, really hearing my voice on camera just caused me to throw up in my mind. Overall, from grade 8 to 10, what have I learned? That's the real question here. And who am I, really? Before joining PLP, I avoided doing any kind of art at all costs. Drawing, coloring, designing things digitally, anything of art-related things, did not do it, avoided as much as possible. However, by joining PLP, I feel like I was forced into doing that. Designing stuff digitally, drawing on my iPad, and everything like that. And so, with that, I think I have improved significantly from where I was before even joining PLP to right now. However, from what I've learned from PLP just in general, and not just what I've improved at, is failure is okay. PLP encourages failure, even as long as you revise and try again and again, and if necessary, again. Now it's time to answer the million-dollar question. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Well, my name is Carter Chong. I am in grade 10, and I am very proud of all the work I have done in years 8 to 10 of PLP, and I am excited to see what happens in grade 11.